Good morning. It's 8:13 a.m. on Thursday, July the 4th, 2019. It's kind of an ugly day here. It's overcast. It's chilly. There's a lot of moisture in the air. It's really muggy. And there's quite a breeze. I'm not getting it right at the moment, but when I get down around the corner, I'm sure I will feel it more. So it's just as well, because otherwise I'd be broiling right now because I didn't get up until 7. Cats got me up at 4, took a nap. Morning. Curled up on the couch and I was gone till 7 o'clock. I must have needed it, so I'm not going to complain. Other than it's thrown my schedule off. So this post is going to be late because I got to go. I got to go back. Get back, go to the grocery store. Because I forgot that today was a holiday. So I need to get some food. So, yesterday I made skyr, and if you're following me on Instagram, somebody said, will you show us pictures of your skyr, of your yogurt? It's like, okay. So I took pictures as I went along. One of them got out of order because I didn't notice that it didn't actually post, so I had to go in later and post it. But yeah, it wasn't the best batch I've ever made. And I think it's because I chilled the milk. You have to boil the milk and then cool it down. So you get it up to 180, 190. And then cool it down to 110, 115. And it got away from me and got down to like 95 before I noticed that it had dropped enough to inoculate. So the inoculation time was off. The temperature for inoculation was off, which meant that it didn't really have, I think, the time it needed. And in hindsight, what I'd do is give it an extra hour to give it a chance to really set up. But it came out okay. Tastes good. There's not quite as much of it in this batch as there have been previous batches. Usually I get a good solid quart of yogurt out of a half a gallon of milk, but anyway, I have more milk. I can make more yogurt and probably will before the weekend's out. So I don't have the metronome going this morning, but I seem to be pumping along just the same. What am I doing? I'm still pedaling away at the Cape Grace. I need to get dug into that again. I don't really apparently have much to say today. I'm not exactly sure. I don't, I'm not 100% sure I'm actually awake yet. Oh, beauty. The breeze is coming up and I am working up a sweat. So that feels good. So far I've done all the walks this month. This day's only the fourth, so it's like not a big deal. Done six. Done all my push-ups so far this month. Morning. My weight's bouncing around between 173 and 176, which I think is good. I think the bottom number keeps going down just a little bit every time. The upper number keeps coming down, come down a little bit every time. So it's working out. But it's, I have a lot to talk about today. I don't, my mind is not racing with ideas after ideas. You know, it's like, okay, watching Lucifer. I'm almost at the end of season four. They're mixing the plot lines up a little bit. But it's gotten kind of stale. I don't know, it's really odd. It's I'm still watching it, but I'm not watching it as perhaps as enthusiastically as I was in the early episodes. It's gotten weird with prophecies, and it's like, really? Are we doing this, apparently? Bosch, on the other hand, is getting better. Get ready to say it with me. Smoke post. Kid in a trailer on a bicycle. Lady on a bicycle with a kid in a trailer. And a loud dog. Lots of wind here. People moving around this morning. Trying to decide if I want to get a watermelon. I have to go to the grocery store. I really, you know, hot dogs on 4th of July. I just had hot dogs last week, though, so I was like, do Not hot dogs, but hamburgers. So I don't know what I'm gonna find when I go to the grocery store this morning. It could be elbow to elbow. It could be early enough that it's pretty much empty. I need something like fixed for dinner. Like two or three times I used the last of the entree fixings last night. I mean, tikka masala chicken. Came out good. It was a little bit spicy. Had some flavor to it. Chicken came out really good. I have trouble with chicken drying out, but the tikka masala kind of fought that, so the chicken was fully cooked but still tender. I enjoyed it immensely. I don't know how anybody else in the house liked it. My kid liked it. Good enough. Wife said it was all right. She brought back a clean plate, so that's a good sign. I need to get some more tikka masala sauce. I got a bunch of spices for Father's Day. I love the Spice House of Chicago. So, usually like once or twice a year, I try to order something from them. Get some fresh spice. I got a fresh bag of Telecherry black peppercorns. They have extra large, and they're rich and fruity. And that pepper flavor, that pepper smell is it's brilliant. It's just wonderful. Compare that to the stuff you get that's kind of old, that's in a plastic box on the plastic jar on the counter in the grocery store. It just doesn't have the same aroma. It doesn't have the same. It doesn't have the same richness. Yeah, it's pepper. Black pepper. That sort of fruity pepper flavor smell is missing. I'd love to barbecue ribs, but I'm the only one who likes them. And it's a lot of work for something that I'm the only one who will enjoy it. FBI van. Black tinted windows. Big black SUV with black tinted windows. Somebody's named their router FBI van. somebody in the neighborhood. It's probably pretty common. But every time I scan the neighborhood and I'm looking for, see what's going on in the neighborhood, I see it. Every time I try to attach a new device to my router, I see the FBI van. It's like, alright. Clever. There's lots of, they're all purple. They're all pretty much blossoming. There's dozens of thistle plants out there. There's a couple of these spiny poppies that are looking poppy-like. Looking good. Yes, the breeze, she blows. So it's going to rain. My sprinklers are running. they were off for like a week and a half. The lawn shows it, so getting a little extra water is not a bad idea. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.